Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As trials continue for victims of torture at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, the debate continues over whether torture is an effective way to gain information. Seton Hall University Associate Professor of Political Science and Public Affairs, Rob Polito, takes a look at America's historical stance on torture.
One of the big questions in the media these days is whether torture should be used to interrogate terrorists and prevent future attacks. When I hear these discussions, I get the sense that we're facing this question for the first time in our post-9/11 world. Even the famous ticking bomb hypothetical, beloved by politicians and philosophers alike, is raised as something we might have to do someday. You'll recognize the case. Terrorist plants bomb that will go off in an hour. Millions will die. Terrorist is in custody and isn't talking. Should interrogators use torture to find the bomb and save millions of lives? In this new and dangerous world, so the story goes, we might have to think hard about our opposition to torture. After listening to this talk for some time, I began investigating the purported novelty of the torture question, and I found a very different story. Torture has been with us since colonial times. In my recent research, I collected more than 100 government documents showing torture in colonial statutes, torture of slaves, torture in the Philippines and in Vietnam, and government-funded torture research. A profound ambivalence can be seen throughout. State actors know it's wrong, but find reasons to do it anyway. And this ambivalence echoes across four centuries. There are very good reasons to oppose torture categorically, reasons both practical and moral. Torture doesn't work. It can't be contained once begun. It violates core principles of our political tradition. But in addition to exploring those reasons for saying no to torture, we should also examine our own history. When we realize what the U.S. has done, rather than wondering about what we might do in the future, when we replace the hypothetical with the actual, we can see that we've been here before. Water torture in the Philippines did not save American lives, but it did generate a lot of anger and revulsion. President Roosevelt responded with simultaneous condemnation and justification in 1902, much like President Bush did in 2002. The similarity of their responses suggests that we've learned little from our past.
That was Seton Hall University's Rob Polito. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.